I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Jesse, and Jesse presents to physical therapy with complaints of mild right-sided jaw discomfort. She reports a 2-year history of right-sided jaw clicking that accompanied a loss of mouth opening. Upon examination, the patient has no clicking, and her mouth opening range of motion is 41 millimeters actively and 47 millimeters passively. So which of the following pathologies is most likely present? So we have A, disc displacement with reduction, B, capsular fibrosis, C, disc displacement without reduction, and D is lateral pterygoid muscle spasms. All right, let's go up to the top of this question. I want to thank y'all for being here today because we're about to go over a pretty tough concept, and that's the TMJ. This is something that I struggle with hard in PT school. It was just one of those joints that we actually didn't spend a ton of time with. It was kind of like the hand and the foot. You know, when it came down to those extremities, like the hand and the foot and all that stuff, it seemed like that's what we raced through. Like we didn't have a lot of time to go through those or whatnot, and we were just tired at that point. And TMJ kind of fell into that same boat, like just didn't have a lot of time. And so what I wanted to do was create this type of question for us to go through to give you some ammunition for how to knock down a TMJ question like this on the NPTE. So if you got a sheet of paper right now, go ahead and pull that puppy out. Let's get ready to take some notes. Let's knock this question out. So it says, Jesse presents to physical therapy with complaints of mild right-sided jaw discomfort. This first sentence doesn't have a lot of information for us, but it does give us a little idea of at least the body region we're talking about. So we got mild right-sided jaw discomfort. So we're going to keep that in mind as we progress down the question. It says she reports a 2-year history of right-sided jaw clicking that is accompanied by a loss of mouth opening. So let's take a look at this for a minute. 2-year history, so this has been going on for a while, right-sided jaw clicking that is accompanied by a loss of mouth opening. I want to stop there because there are certain TMJ pathologies that are associated with jaw clicking. Can you say that out loud right now? What is it? You should be saying, well, it's something related to the disc, and it's actually called a disc displacement with reduction. It has like this clicking action that happens, and it's really where this disc is clicking over or snapping over the mandibular condyle. We'll talk about that later, but that is what that clicking is indicative of, is, again, disc displacement with reduction. Now, it says upon examination, the patient has no clicking, keep that in mind, and her mouth opening range of motion is 41 millimeters actively and 47 millimeters passively. There is so much juice to this question. It's juicy. We need to take some notes here because it does say that now the patient has no clicking and they give us range of motion. They say when the patient opens their mouth, they get 41 millimeters actively and 47 millimeters passively. So the question asks, which of the following pathologies is most likely present? So before we go down to the answer choices, just to kind of level the playing field, we got a question where we have a patient presenting with right-sided jaw pain, a history of clicking when they would open their mouth, and they had limited range of motion. But now, when we're doing an examination, the patient's in the clinic, we're doing the examination, we find that there is no clicking. but the patient still has limited range of motion. 41 millimeters actively, 47 millimeters passively, and we're looking for a pathology that would be consistent with this clinical picture. That's what the question's asking you for. So for those of you on the podcast, let me go down into the answer choices. We have A, disc displacement with reduction, B, capsular fibrosis, C, disc displacement without reduction, and D is lateral pterygoid muscle spasms. You ready for us to knock these out? Roll them in, roll them out one by one. All right. A is disc displacement with reduction. I actually have brought that up a few minutes ago. We were talking about how at the TMJ, at the joint, you have this what we call articular disc. It's kind of like a meniscus. And it's in this disc form, and it is a biconcave articular disc. You might want to check out, if you're in my coaching program, you could check out the TMJ lecture. I go through all of this. If you're not and you need some more information about this, I mean, you could easily go to Google or sign up for one of our lectures where I talk about the anatomy. It's so important for you to understand this anatomy part in order for you to dominate questions on the MPTE. All right. So what can happen is the disc sometimes can get pulled forward. There's different reasons why that can happen. But the disc can get yanked forward, maybe by muscle or tightness or whatnot, but it causes faulty biomechanics in that joint. What you need to know for this podcast episode right now is that if a patient has disc displacement with reduction, it means that the disc is no longer in the correct position. It's not sitting in the joint correctly. And so what happens is the person goes to open their mouth and that clicking that you hear is that slipping of the disc away from the condyle. It snaps. Sometimes you can get one click, sometimes you can get two clicks. But I will tell you right now for the MPTE, this is what you need to know. If a patient has a disc displacement with reduction, you will hear a click. My question for you is this. In the question, did the patient have a click? I see a lot of y'all saying, yeah, okay, you're right. Now here's the thing. Does the patient have a click upon examination? The answer to that is no. Because in the question, it says upon examination, the patient has no clicking. So that means that it's not likely to be a disc displacement with reduction. All right. So I know a lot of y'all wanted this answer and I see why you wanted it because the patient had a history of clicking, but currently they don't. And so that's not associated with disc displacement with reduction. I'm going to go ahead and eliminate A for now. Remember, we're looking for which of the following pathologies is most likely present. So let's continue forward. B says capsular fibrosis. How many of y'all have ever heard of adhesive capsulitis? Y'all have heard of that, right? Yeah. Okay. It's going to be painful. Yep. Limited mobility, range of motion. Cool. Love that. Well, with capsular fibrosis of the TMJ, there's one thing I need you to write down in your notes. It's an examination finding that I need you to remember, okay? One examination finding we can expect to see is hypomobility. That makes sense, right? The capsule around the joint gets tight and then not allowing the bones to move. But here's the other thing you need to have written down in your notes, that if a person presents to you with capsular tightness, that the active range of motion will equal the passive range of motion. So in this case, when the mouth opens actively, we heard that the patient had 41 millimeters actively. Well, if the person truly had capsular fibrosis, the passive range of motion would be equal to the active. Why? Well, it's because if that capsule gets really tight and it's just bound down and it's super firm, you're only able to get a certain amount of range of motion. And it doesn't matter whether it's active or passive. It's like the joint's going to be stuck. Is that what we see in the question? The answer is no. In the question, it says that the patient has no clicking and her mouth opening range of motion is 41 millimeters actively and 47 millimeters passively. So what do I know? I know that this is likely not capsular fibrosis. I also know that because active and passive are different in their ranges of motion, active was 41, passive is 47,
that extra passive range of motion is likely moving into tissue resistance, is likely moving into tissue elasticity. So that's telling me maybe it's more of a tendon or a muscle, all right? Maybe it's still, you know, some type of soft tissue, you know, action going on. So that's where my mind is going right now. That's the reason why I'm going to go ahead and eliminate capsular fibrosis. And one of the questions that's coming up right now is, wait, what should we know as the normal opening range of motion for the TMJ? And so most of your textbooks will say it's about 45 to 50 millimeters, all right? Some of your texts will put it up to 55, but 45 to 50 is what I would know for the IPTE. Cool? All right, so we eliminated A and B at this point. I want to take a look at C now. C says disc displacement without reduction. So, you know what? I kind of like this answer. You want to know why? Because I know disc displacements without reduction can have pain associated with them. Okay, so that makes sense to me. I know that disc displacements without reduction can have a history of clicking in the past. So that makes sense. I also know that disc displacements without reductions don't have clicking present now. So all of that makes sense. It sounds like disc displacement without reduction sounds like a good answer. Now, here's the thing. Some of y'all are like, wait, disc displacement without reduction, what really is that? Well, like I was telling you before, there's a disc inside of your TMJ joint, right? And it sits between the articular eminence, your mandibular fossa, and your mandibular condyle. It's a disc that keeps the two bones separated from each other. Now, with disc displacement without reduction, what happens is that disc gets pulled forward anteriorly, and it just gets stretched out, and the tissues behind it get stretched out to where it no longer clicks anymore. It's just sitting forward permanently. And so you start to end up with this thing called disc displacement without reduction because the clicking's gone. The disc does not pop back into its original position. It doesn't go back into the position it should have been in. So we call that disc displacement without reduction. This pathology makes sense to me. I like it, given the clinical picture that they're giving me. Okay? Now, I'm going to hold on to C for now. Let's take a look at D. D says lateral pterygoid muscle spasms. How many of y'all out there know what the lateral pterygoid does? Yep, it is a muscle around, yep, that TMJ area. But what does it primarily do? It assists with opening. That's correct. All right. One of the things that it does is the superior head of the lateral pterygoid, it connects to the discs and pulls it forward. Now, some of y'all selected lateral pterygoid muscle spasms. And I see why you did that because, yes, it has something to do with creating disc displacement. You are right. It can pull the disc forward if you look at the anatomy of the TMJ. But here's the thing. Muscle spasms isn't really a pathology, y'all. Now, muscle spasms is more of like a complication of something else, right? It's more of a symptom that somebody may have. Is these muscle spasms. But to necessarily say that this is the pathology, no, not likely. It's typically something else, maybe a disc displacement that's setting the patient up for the muscle spasm. Or maybe the person is having migraines or neck pain that is causing the lateral pterygoid muscle spasms. But to say that this is the reason why the patient is presenting to us, I don't know. Is muscle spasms the most likely pathology present right now? There's no reason for me to think that. So what is my best answer right now? My best answer is C, disc displacement without reduction. I want to congratulate those of y'all who got this one correct. This one is a toughie. It has all to do with the TMJ. But for those of you who are not the best with this topic, let me help you out. I'm going to recap on this question, but I'm also giving you a piece of advice. If you struggle with this, definitely get yourself the anatomy, whether it's the muscular anatomy, but also the bony anatomy, and really understand the biomechanics and how this joint works. One of the keys to being super successful on the NPTE is repetitious, review of this TMJ stuff. You know, if you're a PT student or grad, you're taking the MPTE soon and you're like, yes, I need help with the TMJ. This is one of the lectures that I hit really hard on to help you understand the differences between all of these pathologies. You can learn all about that by going to www.thepthustle.com. But for those of you who are still listening, I want to take a look at just a quick recap here. We had a patient who presented to us with right-sided jaw pain. There's a lot of pathologies that could have right-sided jaw pain. Yeah, it could be some type of muscle issue, a muscle strain on that side. It could be some type of capsulitis or something like that. It could be disc displacement. So all of those can cause it. But in the question, it said that the patient had a history of clicking, which is most likely to be this thing called disc displacement with reduction. Anytime I hear clicking, I think of disc displacement with reduction. So that's something that needs to be in your notes. But the question I always ask myself, if the patient has had clicking in the past, do they have it now? Because if they don't have it now, it's likely that we're dealing with a disc displacement without reduction, meaning that the disc is not clicking or popping back into place. It's no longer snapping back over the condyle. That disc and the tissues behind the disc have been stretched out, so it's permanently moved forward or moved anteriorly. That's what we call a disc displacement without reduction, and likely what we're seeing in this case here. Now, we said that, you know, it's not likely capsular fibrosis is the answer, because if that was the case, well, not only does capsular fibrosis not likely have any pain associated with it, probably not, all right? But we would see active and passive range of motion being the exact same. That's something that is supposed to be there to identify capsular fibrosis, active and passive range of motion being the same. Can you remember what the normal opening range of motion is? Yeah, there we go. 45 to 50 millimeters. I love that. Great. Last but not least, we said that muscle spasms, I don't know about that being the actual pathology. That is more of like symptom, right? So lateral pterygoid muscle spasms, does it have clicking? No. Does it have no clicking and difficulty with mouth opening and all of that? No. Lateral pterygoid, if anything, assists with mouth opening. It's not going to restrict it. So it wouldn't make sense that her mouth opening was limited. That is not consistent with a lateral pterygoid problem. So what am I going to do? I'm going to eliminate D. I'm going to eliminate B, capsular fibrosis. I'm going to eliminate A, disc displacement with reduction, and leave us with our final answer tonight of disc displacement without reduction. Congratulations to those of you who got this question correct. If you're a PT student or grad and you struggle with standardized tests, listen, I have a Facebook group where we go over high-level content to help guide you to what exactly you need to do to dominate the MPTE. No BS, no playing around. If you're a student who wants to make sure that you pass the MPTE, again, we got a free private Facebook group that you could take advantage of right now. How do you get there? Go to www.nptegroup.com. Okay, www.nptegroup.com, and we'll get you in. And if you haven't already gotten our free cheat sheets, we got 10 musculoskeletal free cheat sheets that are out there. You can go through a lot of tough musculoskeletal concepts in less than 5 minutes. You can't beat it. How do you get those? By going to www.nptecheatsheetswithans.com. So whether you're on iTunes, Spotify, Ghana, Overbreak, wherever you're at in podcast land, go into the show notes, click the link in there, and you can get it. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.